Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell and Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys. This is an injury show. We'll try to teach you and educate you about a different injury subject each week to give you a level playing field with the insurance company that tries to beat your claim. You know, when you've been injured, it's a tough situation. When you've been injured, it's a situation that you're not familiar with. But the insurance company is familiar with it. The adjusters are familiar with it. They're highly trained. They know what to say. They know what to ask. They know what documents they want from you. And most of the time we find out that you don't know. This isn't what you do for a living. This isn't an ordinary day or event for you. But it is an ordinary day and event for the insurance company. And so you must know your rights. You must know the rules. You must understand the playing field. And that's what we try to do every week. Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our telephone number 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Today we're talking about a little bit bigger picture on the injury field. So when you've been injured in a car crash, that's our typical example. It can be another type of trauma. But a car crash, you need to understand who the players are and what they do. One of the biggest things you need to understand, and people ask us this all the time, You're injured. You were rear-ended. The at-fault party has an insurance company. Let's say it's insurance XYZ. At-fault party has an insurance company. That at-fault party, who caused your accident, who rear-ended you, who injured you, who sent you to the ER, who sent you to the doctor, that person doesn't make any of the decisions. This is astounding as we tell some people this. The insurance company for the at-fault party makes all the decisions. So, Brad, maybe we can explain and expound on that a little bit because I don't think most people understand, and they tell us they don't understand what happened to the at-fault party. Where is he? Where is she? They don't seem to be in the picture.
That's right. You get into your insurance policy, and any of you they have a chance and want to do that, get into your insurance policy. And most insurance policies have provisions that say that if you cause the injury and if they have to step in and represent you, you will cooperate with them and they will make the decisions. And your duty and responsibility is to simply cooperate with them and do what they want you to do. You have no opportunity and you have no say in what should happen because their basic statement is they're paying the money. Or they're going to pay as little money as possible, but they're paying the money. They'll decide what kind of offers are going to be made. They'll decide whether or not they believe you there was an injury. They'll decide whether or not they believe you're responsible and whether or not you caused the crash. Now it doesn't surprise me to think that insurance companies might have two different situations. They'll look at the injured person and say, we don't think our person's responsible or not at least 50% responsible, so therefore that we don't have to pay anything. But at the same time, when you get your next premium bill, you're going to be billed more for an at-fault crash. Or when it comes time for renewal, they're going to be talking about the fact you had an at-fault crash. But the bottom line is that they're going to make the decisions because it's their money. They're going to decide who represents you. And that person really doesn't represent you. And ethically and in the rules of conduct and professional code, they say that the attorneys represent you, but really, they're not representing you. They are representing the insurance company because the insurance company says, this is our policy. You don't have any say. For instance, there's an insurance company out there that will not turn over its claims file when you ask for it and won't give it on disclosure, won't give it on discovery, and won't even give it really when the when they go to court. They'll say the lawyers representing the alleged defendant at fault party will say, my insurance company doesn't allow me to give it out. I won't give it out. They won't agree to giving it out. And when the judge says, well, you know, I'm going to require that you give it out, they say, I can't get access to it. And if the judge says, I'm going to then sanction you, they say, you can't sanction my client. You can't sanction my poor insured, the policyholder, for the fact the insurance company refuses to do it. You'll have to go after the insurance company and see if you can get jurisdiction over them and give an order to them. Meanwhile, who is the defense attorney following? Whose tune are they jumping to or dancing to? The insurance companies. They're not worried about that individual defendant. They don't care about them. They don't care what's involved. And if you look at the policies, quite often you'll see that the insurance company not only tells you that you're going to do what they say, as they say, and if you don't do as they say, they're not going to give you coverage, but they also tell you, look, if we decide you have to come to a deposition, you'll come to it. Maybe they'll compensate you some pittance of an amount for being there. If we decide you have to be at a trial, you'll come to it. You'll sit through trial. You'll participate and you will cooperate with us. And by the way, we'll probably pay you a per diem to be there. It's not going to be per diem. It's going to be equal to what you are earning probably, but we'll pay you a per diem to be there, but you're going to be there and you're going to cooperate and you have no choice in the matter. So that's the way it works. And so quite often, or when you see the cases go to trial, when you see there's a problem, you have to understand and just acknowledge that this really, most of the time, is not the defendant. Now, Gary, there are sometimes we have defendants, at-fault parties, who for one reason or another decide they're going to fight it and they want the fight to be carried out. But most of the time, this is all being done by an adjuster, by a group of adjusters, by a panel, by a review committee, and by the attorney. And the poor defendant has nothing to say.
Right. The point of the matter is, it's a fight between you, the injured victim, and the insurance company for the at-fault party. And Brad and I were just now talking about from the perspective of the at-fault party. They have no decision making. They are assigned an attorney paid for by the insurance company, their insurance company. They don't pay for the attorney. They don't pay for any settlement. The insurance company does. The insurance company decides when and if they're going to settle, not the at-fault party. And so the at-fault party can sometimes, and Brad was just saying, can get frustrated because they don't want to be sued. They don't want to go to trial. That's what they bought insurance for. But the point we're talking about right now, you, the injured victim, need to understand this fight instantly becomes between you and the insurance company, not between you and the at-fault party. Now, if you have to sue over this incident and they won't settle with you and they won't even pay you the amount of your medical bills, or they try to lowball you and you have to sue the at-fault party, not the insurance company. When you go to trial, and we're going to cover this a little bit later in the show, when you go to trial, the word insurance can't come up. Nobody knows that there's an insurance company behind this defense attorney over here being paid by the insurance company. Nobody knows there's an insurance company behind the defendant. And so one of the pictures they want you to see or think about, pretend you're a juror right now. You're a juror. You're in the courtroom. And you got a plaintiff, injured plaintiff. They're claiming damages, injuries, and losses, and they want money compensation. And on the other side, you've got a defendant with their attorney. You don't see the insurance company. And I'll tell you what, jurors didn't used to be able to ask questions in trial. But now when you put a witness on the stand and the witness the attorneys finish the questioning, jurors get to ask questions. They write down a question or two or whatever they want to write down. They're handed to the judge, and the judge reviews the questions. Almost every time, some juror or more than one juror will ask, is there insurance in this case? And then the judge will say, there's certain questions been given to me that are not allowed by law to be answered. So you're not going to be told about insurance. But the insurance company is pulling all the strings. The insurance company is paying for the defense attorney. The insurance company has decided this case should go to trial. The insurance company pays for all the expert witnesses and the costs. The at-fault party is not paying for those costs. It's not paying for basically anything. And therefore, as injury attorneys, we want you to understand this fight instantly is with you and the insurance company. So what do you think the insurance company is going to do? Have their own game plan? You know, Brad, they do have their own game plan. They have their own strategies. And that's because they make the decisions. That's because they pay the money. That's because the reason you're in trial is because they won't pay you what you consider a fair amount of compensation.
Sure. Once again, it's not the person who's been sued that's making that decision. They just get to tag along. Now, they will at times, the insurance adjusters will at times blame it on the person who's been hurt. Oh, I can't give you that information because I don't have permission from my insured. But that's just not really an accurate statement. Those of us who work in the industry know better. We know what it is, and we can talk about examples of that later on. But the bottom line is we know that's just a game being played. Instead, what they're doing is they're saying they want to sneak into court. That's what has been said many times. They sneak into court. They sneak into court behind you, realizing they're making you do what they want, so you become the puppet. Does the defendant have some rights? Well, the defendant can always look and say, I'm going to tell the truth, and that means I caused the crash. But, you know, the lawyers will look quite often and say, now, look, you've got to look at these angles. You've got to look at this way. Or the adjuster will say, you've got to look at it this way and that way. And therefore, we don't think you did, or we think you should start rethinking it and blaming some of this on the person you hurt. But the basic thing is they're going to come into court. And they're making all the decisions. They're deciding why that you have to be in court. They're telling you why you have to be in court. And at the same time, they're going to call the plaintiff greedy. But at the same time, they don't want anybody to know that it's really the insurance company in court. And you can bring it up time and time and time again, and you can look at the history, and you can see that every time in Colorado, somebody tries to say, we can tell them about insurance and just tell the jury the absolute truth. Here's the insurance. Here's what's available. The defense bar and the insurance industry fights it like crazy.
Right. You want to know if there's insurance if you're a juror. You'd like to have insurance. You can rest assured that most cases, injury cases that go to trial, the vast majority of maybe 99% plus, if they're going to go to trial, there's an insurance company behind that defendant. They're like ghosts in the courtroom. You can't bring them up. You can't mention them. Nobody can talk about them. And what they want you to do is think as a juror that these people over here, the plaintiff, the injured plaintiff is suing, for example, let's say an elderly person caused a crash. You're suing this elderly person, 83 years old, maybe 85 years old, and that you want the money from this elderly person. But really, the insurance company is going to pay, but you can't bring up insurance. That's why you need experienced injury attorneys on your side. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You'll meet with a licensed attorney when you come into our law firm. We are there for you. All of our free books, our 6 books are free on our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we have over 30 years of experience. Put our experience to work for you. You can call us anytime for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan if you've been injured. You know, we can help you put your life back together again. Again, we've helped many families. We've helped many individuals over the years. We know what to do, and we can share our experience with you. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. You can contact us. You can email us. We'll be glad to meet with you. We'll be glad to go over your legal game plan. And when you get a legal game plan from us, you get it from a licensed attorney tailored to you, your injuries, your condition, your medical condition at the time the crash occurred. That's important. Did you have a pre-existing condition? That's important. Was it aggravated? That's important. You have a legal game plan on how the accident occurred, how you're going to prove your case, what the mechanism of injury is, what your medical treatment plan is, what the protocols are, and you need to understand this. And when you do, Then you'll know what the insurance companies know from the very, very beginning. Today, we're talking about the bigger picture. We're talking about insurance in these cases. There's almost always insurance when a case goes to trial. Know that. You as the juror are not going to be told about insurance. You're not going to be told about the existence of insurance, and you're going to want to ask the question. Jurors ask the question all the time. And so insurance is a key factor. It's also the amount of insurance that's available for you to pay you for your injuries as the injured victim. It's important you know what it is. It's important you know need to know. It's important you know how these insurance companies operate. And you say, well, they won't settle with me. I thought that's what insurance was for. One of the biggest myths in this business is the fact that I have insurance. Certainly I have insurance. That's what insurance is for. Why don't they pay me? So, Brad, let's talk a little bit about this insurance situation and how they, you got to search for the insurance, you got to get the insurance, and that's why we preach all the time about insurance.
Well, that comes into another interesting topic. Sometimes you end up getting sued because your insurance company just wants to be obstinate. And what do you mean by that? Well, you've got adjusters out there who, for some reason, just don't want to cooperate. And we have a law in this state and that if we file a lawsuit within about 40 days, 2 months, somewhere in there, 40, 60 days, we're going to end out, depending on how it proceeds, we're going to end out with information concerning what insurance you have and what your policy limits are. We're going to get that. So if you've caused a crash, that's going to come to us without much question if we want to file the lawsuit. Now, filing the lawsuit means we file the lawsuit and we go serve you, and now you're served, and now you're a defendant in a lawsuit, and now you have to turn that into the insurance company. You have to cooperate with them. And now, as far as even if it gets into the credit report, it shows you have a lawsuit filed against you, and you have to live with it, and it could take a year, maybe longer, to resolve your lawsuit. Why should you be in that if the only question is policy limits or how much insurance you have, and the only question is how much insurance do you have before filing the lawsuit by the insurance company just telling you? Because the plaintiff's bar, the plaintiff's lawyers, the plaintiff is going to get it. It just is a matter of what kind of exercise they put you through. And once again, we talk about wasted money on litigation. We talk about wasted money on different things that are going on, and that's an example of it. We just don't get to be told what it is by certain adjusters. No real reason, except for they'll say, well, I have to have my insured's permission. I have to make sure my insured tells me that I can give you that information. Now, once again, maybe one out of every 1,000, 10,000 people will say, no, don't give me any information. Don't do it. Just, out of it. The other ones will say, go ahead and tell them. Sure, tell them. That's why I bought the insurance anyway. That's why I have it. A number of them will say, well, you do what you want to do. I've turned this over to you. You're supposed to be taking care of it, Mr. Adjuster or Ms. Adjuster, and I want you to take care of it. And that adjuster will then tell you what position to take. And they'll decide, we don't want to give it to them because we don't like that attorney, or we don't do that, or we didn't think it's a bad policy. For what reason, we don't know, because the insurance companies claim that they devalue a claim based on how much it's worth without regard to how much insurance there is. They value it based on what they believe is right. And Gary, you and I have had shows in the past about the different programs that are out there to determine their fictitious value of a case.
Right. These insurance companies have a program called Colossus. One of them had a program called ACE. One of them had a program called Bring Back a Billion. But what this means for you as the injured victim is that you're in a war. You need to understand this is a war. You can win this war. But to win it, you have to have a plan. You have to have strategy. You have to have strategies, plural. You have to know what you're doing. You can't just guess. It's like getting in your car and using the navigation system. You want to go from point A to point B. You can't guess. It has to navigate it the right way. You have to navigate these insurance companies and the way they fight you. And the first thing you need to understand is they're going to fight you. You're at war with the insurance company for the at-fault party. And as Brad was just saying, the insurance company for the at-fault party is not going to want to give you the policy limits. Why not? You're the injured victim. You think there's insurance. You think you should be paid. Your medical bills are $40,000. They should be paid, plus you should be compensated fairly for your injuries, damages, and losses. You can call us anytime, Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can go to our website, by the way, and you can get any of our books free. You can download them free, 6 books. Our most recent book is Colorado Car Insurance, the definitive and essential guide to car insurance in Colorado. All the questions you have, all the answers are right there. There's example insurance policies, what you need to know, what you need to do. If you have questions, you can call us. Today, we're talking about insurance. The point you need to understand about today's show is that the insurance company for the at-fault party, that's who you're fighting with. And a lot of people ask, what happened to the person who hit me? I mean, they've ruined my life. I'm 3 years down the road. I'm still treating. Well, where'd they go? They don't make the decisions. They're basically out of the picture unless they have to testify as to what happened in the accident, unless they have to go to trial. The insurance company decides if they're going to put you through trial. The insurance company for the at-fault party, they decide if they're going to pay you on your property damage. They decide if they're going to release the policy limits. They decide if they're going to get your medical records or release any documents. They decide if liability is going to be disputed and you're going to be blamed for causing the crash or be partly at blame or partly at fault for causing the crash. And so let's fast forward, Brad, to trial. You're at trial. Witness after witness gets on the stand, maybe the doctor, maybe doctors, maybe more than one doctor, maybe a surgeon, maybe the lay witnesses, maybe the witnesses that know you, the injured victim in your life. And the jurors then ask questions. And they usually ask, is there insurance in this case? And you can just bet your bottom dollar if you're at trial, a lot of money being spent, there's insurance.
Well, sure there's insurance. I mean, 99.9% of the time, there's insurance. And if there's not insurance, then why should a jury or anybody else take pity on or have any kind of feeling for a person who's decided they're going to drive their car without insurance? They've broken the law right there. They've decided that they're going to put everybody else at risk and leave it up to you to pay the money to protect yourself rather than them paying the money to protect you against their negligent acts. I mean, it astounds me that when you stop to think about it and you think it through, and it's exactly what I said. Okay, if the defendant has no insurance, they've broken the law and they've said, I don't care enough about protecting you for my negligence. I'd rather you have to go out and buy the money or spend the money and buy the insurance for yourself. Or they've obeyed the law and they've got the coverage and the coverage is there. That simple. So, and if they have nothing, if there's nothing there and they have no insurance and they've decided to be irresponsible on the insurance and they have no other assets or nothing else, then there's no reason to sue them because there's nothing there. There's no benefit. There's no reason. You're not doing anything for your client. There's cases out there where law firms have sued when there's been no insurance or such little insurance, it doesn't make sense for the lawsuit. And they do it so they can get big numbers and then advertise, look at these huge verdicts we've got. A lot of them not recoverable. So the simple basis is there's insurance there, but you're not allowed to tell them and you're not allowed to even say it. Now, maybe the next question, Gary, that would come up when you say there's insurance, they'd say, well, how much?
Right.
And you're never going to get that.
Well, no. And so you're the juror in a trial and you want to know if there's insurance and you'd like to know how much insurance, but when Brad says you can't bring it up, nobody can bring it up. Nobody can mention the word insurance. And so the bottom line is, then that forces you as the juror to believe, which is what the insurance company wants you to believe that, wow, if I order X dollars in this case, then it's going to go against this elderly person or go against this teenager who caused the accident. They're sitting over there with a lawyer, elderly person, maybe 85 years old. I don't want them to have to pay this out of their pocket. That's the way they want you to believe as the juror. And you can say, well, what are we doing in this trial? I mean, a lot of money is being spent in this trial, so there is likely insurance over there. You just can't bring it up. Brad, let's cover briefly a little bit. You have to find the insurance. If you have good attorneys, and you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 870-8989. And our website, championsofthepeople.com. You have to have attorneys that go find the insurance. Why? Because most of the time, if they disclose a policy to you after they're forced to, or if they voluntarily do it, which is rare, but if they're forced to turn over the policy to you, there might be five policies, but they only give you one. They're required to make full disclosure. Brad, we've discovered umbrella policies they never told us about. We've discovered excess policies over and above the basic policy. And that's they just won't turn it over, and sometimes you have to do it the hard way.
Right, and you know, sometimes it's because the defense attorney just didn't ask. They didn't get into it. All they did is they said, well, I'm going to disclose the insurance that my insurance company, who's hired me, my client, my true client, has hired me and how much coverage there is. And they don't even sit down and ask their insured, What kind of coverage do you have? Do you have an umbrella from a different company? Do you have, were you on the job, or could there be insurance from an employer? Could there be other people in your household that have insurance? They just don't ask. At other times, even if it's there and they recognize it, they don't bother listing it because they feel, well, all we have to do is put down what our own person who hired us, that coverage, our own insurance company that hired us. And then there are some that'll give you everything. So you have to take it at face value at what you're looking at, recognizing that you may not be getting everything as a plaintiff's lawyer. And as the plaintiff's lawyer, it's your job to pursue that and follow up on it to see what's really there.
You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys. We each have over 30 years of experience representing injured victims. We can help you and your family put their lives back together again. 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is an injury show. We're glad to do it for you. We want to give you the information, and you can go to our website and listen to all of our podcasts. They're all there. The website, championsofthepeople.com. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. The takeaway from today's show is we want you to understand the minute a crash occurs, you're in a fight with the insurance company. The at-fault driver basically is out of the picture. They're going to have to testify. They're going to have to fill out answers to interrogatories. But the insurance company controls all the decisions, whether they're going to pay you, whether they're going to settle with you, whether they're going to pay you the amount they're going to pay you, whether they're going to force you to go to trial, whether they're going to lowball the offers to you. And when you get to trial, nobody can mention the word insurance. If you have any questions, give us a call, Bell & Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We will see you next week. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell and Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell and Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.